Well, as many growers are wrapping up making hay and some are beginning to make corn for silage, of course, the question of feed supplies pops up. We went into this year a little concerned about the volume since supplies were tight after last year's widespread drought, and we really didn't get off to that good of a start. But according to dairy and livestock agent Zen Miller, it looks like we'll be okay for this winter and into next spring.
We were really scared this spring, and we had a lot of winter kill, and so prices for renting alfalfa were high. Now I think people have gotten feed. We had some nice first and second crop. Third crop was a little short, different places, better other places. So I think we're okay, but we don't have much buffer.
And things could be getting a little bit better as more rain is in the forecast, especially for what has been a recently drought-stricken western corn belt. According to Brad Rippey from the USDA, next couple of days should bring some good moisture levels.
And granted, we had some extremely late planting, especially on soybeans, but even for some of the corn, there may be some crops that will still benefit from this potential 1-2, possibly 1-3-inch event that's coming for later this week. Of all the major production states, Iowa has the least maturity for soybeans, only 7% dropping leaves by September 15th, which is indicative that we still have green beans out there to the point that maybe a late season shot still could help fill out some of those beans with the pod fill.
Well, and looking at the futures markets, when we talk about Class 3 prices, they seem to be ranging in the mid-$16. And with some analysts expecting that milk production could pick up in 2014, marketers like Robin Schmall from Ag Dairy remind producers that a fence position may be your best position.
Next year, we've been holding off right now, hoping, and I use that term, hoping that we could get these front months, first half of the year, up near about $17. I don't know if that'll be doable, but we're still reluctant on saying, hey, do something right here. But around $17, and we're going to look at implementing the same thing, you know, out in next year. So there we might be able to extend that spread between the put and the call, you know, back up to near, you know, $1.75 to $2. But that is our focus right now.
Well, our focus is on current prices, and we see cheese faltered again yesterday. Blocks dropped 2.25 to 179¾ of a cent. Barrels off 2.25 to 176¾ of a cent, while AA butter's at $1.52. Class 3 prices generally mixed to lower. September drops 2 cents to 18.13. October down to 17.67. December Class 3 off 4 at 16.88. And January down 7 to 16.60. Board of Trade, both December and March corn, off 2.5 cents. December corn, 454. March, 466 and 1/2 cent per bushel. Beans for November, down 5¾ at 1342. Jan beans, 1342¾ of a cent per bushel. While December wheat's up 1¾ to 642. Livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 76 to 92. Most of the slaughter cows, 58 to 75. Slaughter bulls, 80 to as much as $1.05. Replacement bull calves, 80 to 175. Heifer calves, 60 to 150. Your feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 40 to 65. Feeder lambs, 120 and down. Market lambs, 118 and down. And that is your lowdown on agricultural prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.